following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Racing along at 2 miles an hour in a drive-through car wash. Sure, Goodyear tires are built to face it. All that so. But storm chasers also use Goodyear tires for tracking tornadoes and hurricanes and stuff. And everything we learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what we roll into yours. Would you seriously be okay with just car wash tires? Go to Goodyear.com and find out how to get up to a $160 rebate. Goodyear, more driven.
As an Orkin man, I know how to bait for ants. Based on your home, I might use liquids or gels or granules. I know to bait with protein in the spring and sugar in the fall. I can find them when they're outside in the ground and when they've decided to move in and nest in the walls. Every colony has a queen, but I know every queen can be dethroned.
Orkin, show.
Pest control down to a science. Visit OrkinMan.com to get guaranteed pest control.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Now Brett steps in. Gossie's ready to pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Deep right field. There she goes. Home run. Home run by Brett. And the Royals lead 4-2. Upper deck off Gossage, and the Royals lead.
That is my favorite, I think right there, my favorite Fred White moment of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Ditta, our baseball man and sports aficionado, Damon Day, in with us. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good, good.
Appreciate having you in. Folks, we are just absolutely jam-packed, and that's the beauty of having a local show, because some days we may have not a lot to talk about, and then some days you just find there's always something to talk about. But then you have, for me, an icon, and I guess, Damon, to put it in perspective for you, I know that there is a baseball coach that somewhere along the way had a great influence outside of your own family, had a great influence on you, and maybe you didn't even know him that well. I didn't know Fred White that well, but I had spoken with Fred White. We'd had him on the show. We worked with him. We could have worked with him on a daily basis. We shot our emails back and forth all the time. Yes, I could pick up the phone and call Fred White with the Royals, and he would know who I was and talk to me and listening to him. And, folks, we put it up on the Facebook today, but email us, Facebook us, because I know that for years, if you were in my generation, before the media expanded as it did, and the social media, and we had ESPN even, you were growing up listening to Fred White and Denny Matthews. And I know for you, you not being a Kansas City Royals fan growing up in Indiana, you have your own broadcasters that you grew up listening to.
Yeah, ours was Indians games, Cleveland Indians games, Herb Score was the guy. You know, I when I'm back in Cleveland visiting my brother, they'll still play a couple, things that he called or whatnot, and it just brings back. I mean, I'm still young. I'm old enough to, I guess, say I still remember radio. I still remember afternoon playoff games. I still remember coming home from school. I still remember, listening to games on those little transistor radios that eventually became Walkmans, But those are the guys that made you love baseball, and that's why when an icon like this passes, or when you talk about the Vin Scullys and all of those great ones, there's they are the ones who gave us our love affair with the game of baseball. Baseball is different. It's a lot different than in a lot of different sports. But that everyone always asks, you know, why does everybody still love baseball? Well, because of these guys.
Wow.
Because of the impact these guys had by telling us their stories. And that's what's scary about moving forward. Is those stories aren't there anymore. Those storytellers are limited. You know, it's all money now, and how many graphics can I, you know, spew out there, and how many, I mean, you just think about some of the great calls that have been on the radio, and that's what makes you love the game, is just those calls and not being able to see it, and that's where you get to the imagination of it, and, you know, all those different things that make it special that this generation, that my son, you know, is going to miss out on it, and that's unfortunate. That is definitely unfortunate that we've moved away from that era.
Brandon on Facebook, and I know there's a couple on there. Brandon says, for years growing up, I sat on my Uncle Ray's front porch listening to Denny Matthews and Fred White calling Royals ball games, while others had Vin Scully or Bob Uecker. Those of us who grew up in Missouri had either Jack Buck to the east or Fred White and Denny Matthews to the west. Fred will be tremendously missed. Thanks, Brandon, for firing that up on Facebook. ESPN Superstation is how you find us on Facebook, or you can go to our website and like us right there, and the Facebook page is there at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can call us 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, and you can email the Dent Popper inbox at any time, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It sounds kind of corny, but when something like this happens, it's like a Field of Dreams moment. You remember your youth. Some of your youth has been taken away. You're reliving those great times when the Royals, for me, were really fun. And obviously, one of the reasons I have this deep-seated hatred of the New York Yankees, because of the great series that they had in the 70s. If you were going to go to the World Series, you had to beat the Yankees. And there was some great, great games. And, of course, that call to start the show was a home run that George Brett hit off Goose Gossage in the ALCS that propelled them into the World Series that year.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to reflect, and that's what that's the impact that that he has had on us, that all these broadcasters have, but him especially, recognizing him today. That's what makes it great. That's bringing us back to our youth. It's a slice of Americana. It's the Norman Rockwell picture, as I always say, of listening to it on the radio and imagining it yourself and going crazy in your front yard. Or, you know, how many kids reenacted that George Brett home run? You know, how many, you know, that's what you grew up doing. My kid, my son was out in the backyard yesterday hitting wiffle balls over the fence, but he kept calling himself Jabba. And I was like, well, Jabba doesn't hit, but it was cool to see him just kind of reenacting some of those things. And then I think that, you know, obviously he had that type of impact for listeners in this area.
I was listening back this morning to last night's Royals pregame, which they just happened to be in L.A., where Brett got his 3,000th hit. Fred White was on the call for that. He had the call of Bo Jackson's first home run, which was still a mammoth shot, which he called maybe the longest one ever hit at Royal Stadium. And then I was listening to Steve Fisiak, and again, things get jarred in your mind. Fred White and Steve Fisiak both began here in Hastings, Nebraska, calling baseball games. And if we get a chance, I'll try and play the clip of Fisiak talking about that from last night's pregame show on the Royals Radio Network, saying Fred White actually heard me and liked my tape. He goes, I'd never talked to the guy. And it's a great story. And he basically helped get him where he was in the broadcasting industry. And, of course, called games. The old Raycom. Hadn't heard Raycom forever. Back in the day, Big 8 basketball and Kansas State taking on. It didn't matter at the time. And, of course, a lot of ties with K-State. And so is Greg Sharp, who called K-State games before coming to Nebraska. And maybe didn't work in the same office with Fred White, but definitely followed his footsteps in a lot of different places. Now getting ready to call Nebraska-Michigan baseball tonight here on 1230 KHS. And Greg joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, with me today. Greg, hey, thanks for the time. How are you?
Great to be with you guys. And, you know, kind of a sad topic to talk about, a guy who meant an awful lot to me. Fred and I were friends, and I've known Fred White for about 25 years, and just a real loss. But heaven's got another guy calling their games today.
Yeah, and Greg, I guess because nobody really knew, this happened very suddenly. Even Denny Matthews said, wow, I was just in the office here however long, a couple weeks ago, and everything seemed to be going well. But just 76, and Fred, I guess to me, seemed like he was 95 because he'd been around so long. Just some stories. You're going to have a different perspective, Greg, because you're going to have that Kansas State feel to it, where you guys both obviously tread a lot of ground together.
You know, one of the interesting things was is when Fred broke in with Kansas State, he only did their football games on radio, and his color analyst for football was Jack Hartman, the longtime basketball coach at Kansas State. And that was the broadcast crew for K-State football for, oh, I think Fred did it for about 6 or 8 years. And then in 1973, he jumped over to Kansas City and became part of the Royals broadcast crew. And that's really where I grew up listening to Fred, was doing Royals baseball. And you know, baseball to me is the ultimate radio sport because, you know, it happens during the summertime. It happens when we get better weather and you're out and about and you're maybe in the backyard and you're raking some leaves or you're planting something in the springtime or you're driving kids to a ball game or to the swimming pool so you've got it on in the car. And so, you know, you live with those guys. And the thing that made Fred magical was that he was one of us. And he used to boast to me about starting in Hastings and how much he appreciated being in Hastings and doing all those games for a couple of years around the year, whether it's Legion ball in the summer or basketball or football in the fall and winter months. And then he was the guy who got Physioc to go to Hastings. He said, Steve, that's where you need to go. It's a perfect place for you to hone your craft. And so Steve went up to Hastings for a couple of years as well. So those two guys who are really giants in our industry cut their teeth right there in Hastings, Nebraska.
Damon Day here, and obviously you call a lot of baseball games. What in your style of calling games did you maybe take from Fred?
Oh, a lot of it. I mean, growing up and listening to him summer after summer, he was the biggest influence. He and Denny Matthews were the two biggest influences on my baseball broadcasting. And you know, Fred used to have a saying. The Royals might be down a couple of runs, and they'd get a guy on base, and Fred would go, if you want to dream a little, you know, a long one here ties it or puts the Royals ahead. And I tweeted something out last night, well, Fred, thanks for telling all of us to dream a little bit, because that helped get me into this business and move on and have what success I've been able to have in broadcasting.
Talking with Greg Sharp, voice of the Huskers, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Great. I mean, let's face it, the first time I called a baseball game, I read the starting lineup exactly like they did. And then when you repeated it, you went, whatever, Smith, Johnson, Jones, Davis, Sharp, Day. And then I did that. I still do that to this day every time I call a baseball game, and it's because of them.
You know, and the other thing about Fred that a lot of people don't realize is how open he was to young broadcasters and how many guys. I mean, if you walked into a room, he was really influential with college broadcasters to say, come on in and sit down and ask whatever you need to ask. Get a perspective about the business. And he has touched so many young broadcasters' lives and helped them launch their careers. And Physioc was certainly one. And I count myself in that group as well. And here's a good story for you. It was one of my last years of doing Kansas State football. And we're getting ready for a 1:10 kickoff. And one of those fall thunderstorms rolls through Manhattan, Kansas, and we're going to have a storm delay, kind of like Nebraska had in spring football a year ago, where we were going to have to wait an hour or so before we could kick the game off because there was lightning in the area. And I turn around, and there standing in the back of our booth was Fred White. And I go, get on down here. I go, this is perfect. Here's a guy who's filled numerous rain delays. We got him on the air, and we talked college football, we talked Major League Baseball for about 20 minutes, and it was just a blast. And it was just unbelievable that on a rain delay situation for a football game, there was Fred White standing in the back of my booth.
And Greg, he was real, and he knew when you weren't. He's talked a couple of stories with us as broadcasters that things didn't work out in certain spots during his career when the new guy came in. And, I mean, he's as real as it got.
And that's what the beauty of it was. He was the guy you could imagine sitting in the cafe in the corner down there in Hastings that you just sit up and start talking about whatever the day's activities were. And that's how he pulled the audience in. And I think you felt that through the airwaves, whether he was, you know, he could transport you into Tiger Stadium or to Yankee Stadium or the Big A, and you felt like you were sitting there right with Fred. You're just kind of watching the game and, you know, chewing on some peanuts and, you know, Cracker Jacks, and there he was. And that's why that was the beauty and the magic of Fred White, was that he was real, and he made you feel like he was just talking to you through that transistor radio.
It's just great, great stuff. Greg Sharp, voice of the Huskers, with us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just remembering some time that we had a chance to spend at different times, obviously, with Fred White, who passed away at the age of 76 yesterday due to complications from melanoma. A couple things outside of the topic. The Husker Sports Network will be coming through our area here in their trip July 11th. They're going to be in Hastings, so we're looking forward to that. And, of course, a key baseball series tonight as well. What do you think of where these Husker baseball players are at and the team is at right now? And I did have to chuckle when the walks got out of control on Tuesday night.
Well, at least somebody was chuckling. That was painful to watch. You know, I kind of remember when, as a kid, your mom, for dinner, the vegetable of choice was peas, and you kind of held your nose to eat the peas. And that's kind of what that game was the other night. You kind of held your nose and got through it. But it was a win for the Huskers. And you know, they played the last four in the row, and they won three of the four. So I think there's some momentum being built by this team right now, and there's a thirst for them to go win a conference title, and that's within their reach this weekend. They need a little bit of help, but if they can take care of business with Michigan over the weekend, they got a real shot to win the Big Ten Conference, and that'd be a great step forward for Darren Erstad in year two of running this program. So really looking forward to the broadcast tonight and this weekend, and I hope we have some big crowds. Great weather finally now for fans to come out and sit and watch a ball game. So hopefully we have good crowds. I know the team's fired up to be back home and finish off the regular season. And also, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but just here in the last 20 minutes, the 2014 football schedule just came out for the conference. So Nebraska has just found what their 2014 conference schedule will be like. I'm just kind of pulling that up and sitting here and looking at that as I get ready for this game tonight.
Is there a great concern around the baseball program right now with DeLeon's injury? Are they going to get him back for the conference tournament?
Well, I wouldn't use the word great. There is concern, but I think they feel like he will be ready in a week. This is a guy who's thrown about 80 innings already this year, and when they signed Christian over the summer last year, they really thought he would be more of a middle relief guy. But then the first weekend of the season came out, and they played four games that first weekend, and so they needed a game four starter. And they're like, well, all right, Christian, give it a shot. And he was really good. So they go the next weekend to Texas. Well, why don't you start this weekend? He's really good again. And he just kind of forced their hand to put him in that weekend rotation. But I don't think he's ever thrown this many innings at this high level, certainly. And it's just taking some fatigue on his arm. So I think the feeling is, let's give him the week off. We definitely need him next week in Minneapolis, but I think they feel like he will be raring to go in 6 or 7 days up in the Target Field of Minneapolis.
And that conference schedule, just because it happened here, with Maryland and Rutgers coming in, Maryland is not on the schedule, but Rutgers is. And I guess, unfortunately, Greg, I would think that would have been cool to go to Rutgers the very first time, but Rutgers will come to Lincoln.
They will come, so Nebraska gets one of the two new teams in the league that will come visit Lincoln. At first glance, it's not a glorious home schedule. I mean, the home slate for the Huskers will be Illinois, Rutgers, Purdue, and Minnesota. So for back-to-back years, Illinois and Minnesota are going to be at Memorial Stadium. What puzzles me as I look at this is they sure gave Rutgers a nice home slate for their first year in the league. They get Penn State, Michigan, and Wisconsin all coming to their stadium. There's a good and bad of that. Those are all really good teams they're going to have to battle. But, boy, that's a pretty nice home slate for them to go sell some tickets.
Well, excitement. We could talk football forever with the conference meetings just wrapping up, but touching on a variety of topics. And we'll chew the fat again real soon, Greg. Hey, thanks for giving us the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You bet, guys. Anytime.
Take care. Greg Sharp, voice of the Huskers, talking Fred White, working with Fred, following his steps at a variety of different places, covering some of the same teams, especially when they're at Kansas State and down south of the border here, and then touching on a little baseball and football. So, again, because we just touched on it and it just happened, let's let you know what we've got here. Big Ten Conference announcing the conference schedules for 2014. This, again, they have to change them up because Maryland is coming in, and it's the debut, I guess officially, of the East-West alignment. This is official now, and so Nebraska is in the West with Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Northwestern, Purdue, and Wisconsin, and Nebraska will open the Big Ten schedule at home against Illinois. Huskers will play host to Purdue, Minnesota, as we just said, to get this season going there. Nebraska's cross-division opponent will be Rutgers. This will be Rutgers' first ever trip to Lincoln, just the second all-time meeting between the two schools. The Huskers' Big Ten road schedule will be at Northwestern, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Its cross-division road game will be Michigan State on October the 4th. So there you go. Nebraska's only other matchup with Rutgers, 1920. Don't remember that one.
I'm going to be interested to see what Husker Nation has to say about that draw. I mean, I know that at the end of the day, you can't do too much about it, but there's not – that's just – I mean, just at first glance, there's not that marquee game. There's not that – I mean, I guess at Wisconsin will be.
It'll be tough. The marquee non-conference game that year will be the University of Miami coming up the week before the conference schedule. But again, 2014, looking down the road, we'll have a new quarterback. Taylor Martinez will have graduated. The first game will be against Carl Pelini and Florida Atlantic. Then McNeese State comes in. They go to Fresno State. Miami of Florida comes in. And then Illinois at Michigan State. At Northwestern, Rutgers, Purdue, at Wisconsin, Minnesota, at Iowa. That's not the toughest schedule that was ever put together, at least 2 years out. So we'll see how it plays out. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will talk with Michigan baseball coach Eric Backich coming up in a moment. Ron Powell from the Lincoln Journal-Star will preview the state track meet, and Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger coach. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with auto owner's insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens to your car, home, or business. In this moment, get an agent who'll protect you in that moment. Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
Call your insurance agents at the Kroll Agency in Hastings, Kennesaw, Minden, or Roseland today.
All right, Golic, here's the deal. You're at bat with a full count. Decision time. You need to book a hotel room instantly.
Oh, strike three.
No, not with La Quinta's instant hold feature.
Ball four?
Come on. With LQ Instant Hold, you can instantly hold a hotel room on your smartphone with just your phone number.
No credit card number.
No credit card number and no questions asked.
Well, that sounds like a walk-off home run.
Now you're talking.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you, so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
At Subway, get the subs you love at a price you'll love, too. This May, the meatball marinara is the featured $5 footlong, and the oven-roasted chicken continues as the $3 6-inch select. Try the oven-roasted chicken, fresh toasted on flatbread with melted American cheese, crisp peppers, maybe even Chipotle Southwest sauce. Still just $3. So come in for the May featured values, the newest way to enjoy Subway every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary, plus applicable tax. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional
partly sunny skies today with an isolated shower or storm. Southeast winds 10 to 20, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or storm throughout this evening. Partly cloudy. Lows will be in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You ever get tired of the same old lunch, Damon?
Yes.
It's just not good. You never have the same lunch when you go to Cunningham's, downtown Kearney, because there are so many great items on the menu that you can have something. I'll have to figure this out. Something different probably every day for the whole summer, at least. Of course, some of it's so great, you got to have it time and time again.
I've seen the menu. There's you have options.
Husker ribs. Right now, if I had Husker ribs, happy camper. French Club, awesome. Pizza, great. Of course, you got to get the Journal Bites. Always love the skewers. Had that this weekend. Thanks to the gang at Cunningham's. Always do a great job. Satisfy your taste buds with one of Cunningham's delicious gourmet burgers as well, like the Old Blue Burger, piled up with a half pound of juicy beef, topped with crumbled blue cheese and crispy bacon. Create your own masterpiece. They've got over 22 toppings, like brisket, pulled pork, chicken, jalapenos, pepper jack cheese, mushrooms. They'll put it all on a sandwich for you. And while you're face deep in your burger, feast your eyes on your favorite sports teams and events on over 20 televisions aligned over Cunningham's walls, including the huge 10-foot screen. Can't look anywhere without seeing a TV. Well, I mean, except the bathroom, and really, who wants to do that? But, I mean, while you're enjoying your day, check it out at Cunningham's. And, folks, pull out your cell phone and text HAMS offer. That's HAMS, H-A-M-S, offer, all one word, to 90210 and receive special lunch discounts and a buy one, get one offer just for signing up today. Great entertainment. They're rocking it in the courtyard, finally, with the weather decent. So Cunningham's Journal, Courtyard, The Loft, it's all there for you, 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. I'm ready right now.
That was a mouth-watering. That was a good read. That was a mouth-watering. I'm thinking about I'm thinking about three things right now that I could easily do damage on.
Jim Bovey steps down yesterday at Hastings College. Your relationship with Jim goes back to the days where you were coaching in the GPAC conference.
I don't know if there's a coach out there that I respect more. Just a huge, huge influence on me as a coach, huge mentor of mine from my very first days being a head coach at Dana College, and just taught me so much. And so, you know, it's one of those sad days where, you know, you see another guy that helped bring you up move on to chasing some other things. But glad for him, because I know he's got a son coming up that's really good at baseball, and he's going to get more time to, like he said, kind of go see some softball games and get to do the family thing. And so just wish him nothing but the best, and just a huge thank you to him for all that he's done for me, because he's just a good man, a good baseball man, and it's sad to see him go, but I know he's excited about that next chapter.
He did have one request at the end of our interview yesterday. And I don't know if you'd heard this.
I did not.
He wants to host the show with you someday.
I think that if you got me and Bove in the same room, him and I could talk some baseball. And different philosophies, too.
Well,
'cause he was Moneyball before Moneyball was cool. I mean, he could give you – I mean, he was ahead of his time on the statistical side, the math side of baseball. I'm still Mr. Oh, I believe in my gut this guy can do it. You know, he would have the stats to back that up. So I would be interesting, because we definitely have different styles.
Well, I guaranteed him that would happen as long as you said okay. So
I'll tell you what, he had a pitching staff my first year at Dana College that I've never seen as good at the NAIA level. I think it was like it had to be 2000, 2001. I was like, if this is what it's going to be like to have to win this conference, I'm in big trouble.
Well, a lot of Hastings chat today. Right now, let's give you one more here from the Dent Popper inbox, remembering Fred White. Mark says, not a specific memory, but remember listening to games on my little transistor radio under the covers when I was supposed to be sleeping. If you're our age and you haven't done that, then you're not a sports guy. Ron Powell is a sports guy. A lot of Hastings connections today from the Lincoln Journal Star. Ron, what's going on? How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Well, we're doing okay. We're a little sad because of the passing of Fred White. I'm guessing you probably listened to a few Royals games in your time as well.
Oh, definitely. That's a big loss. I hate to hear that.
Well, you're busy as well, and so let's get right into it here. The state track meet begins tomorrow in Omaha, and there are always some very good storylines. I know locally we're going to be looking at the Kearney High boys and the Kearney Catholic girls. We've seen some, as usual, all-time marks set this year. I guess just to start things off here, Ron, what do you think the overall talent level is in the state that's coming to Omaha this weekend?
Well, you know, it's always good, and it kind of varies from event to event, from year to year. I'm really anxious to see what Kenzo Cotton's going to run in the sprints and the 100 and 200. I mean, it's been a horrible spring for sprinters, you know, the cold weather and all that. And he has not approached the times that he ran at state last year, but, you know, he's a year more mature, and, you know, he's really filled out. I think a lot of people that watch him sprint this weekend are going to envision him running in a Nebraska football uniform. So, you know, I think he's probably the fastest athlete we've had come out of Nebraska in at least the last 25 years, when they started using electronic timing at the state meet.
Ron Powell with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Lincoln Journal Star. Some other storylines that you're going to be interested in following this weekend.
Well, on the girls' side, there's Tierra Williams from Auburn. she has not done a lot of jumping this year because she's had some knee issues, and the jumps she has had have been pretty incredible. She's gone 40 feet 2 inches in the triple jump, which is on the all-time charts, and on the long jump, she's gone 19.6 and a half, which has moved her into, I believe, tied for third on the all-time charts. And she's only taking one or two jumps in a meet. I mean, she's had to shut it down because of the knee. And, you know, of course, there's an athlete out in Gothenburg that bears watching, too. That's Tiana Reeves. She beat Williams in the long jump last year at state. And also, she's a threat in the triple jump as well. So, and of course, Williams is in the 100 and 200 in Class B, and she got edged out of districts by Caitlin Bradley of Crete, and those two ran the two fastest times in the 100 this year overall. So, kind of an interesting sidelight on the girls' side there.
Speaking of girls, Caitlin Brannigan from Kearney Catholic, where does she kind of fit in the mix? Is she in the hunt for a state title?
Oh, of course. You know, she's going to be defending titles, obviously, in the hurdle events. And, you know, she's got to be the prohibitive favorite, although there are some girls in Class C that have run times comparable to her. But, you know, Caitlin kind of rises to the occasion at the state meet. And it's pretty incredible the run she's had the last 3 years. And, of course, the Kearney Catholic girls, you know, there's a lot of supporting cast around her. So they've got to be one of the most prohibitive favorites in any of the classes, boys or girls.
Ron, I don't know the answer, probably because I didn't do enough research on it. What's the most individual medals, gold medals, that anyone's ever won down there? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. You know, Amber Hagee won a bunch of them in her days at Crofton. Of course, Lissa Frohendorfer landed 4 of them last year. And she will not be able to do that this year because they put her on a relay instead of running the 400. So, I need to probably look that up at some point. But, it's you know, in the 9, 10, 11 range for a career.
Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal star, with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Damon Day talking a little state track, which gets underway tomorrow. And we've got reports all weekend long right here on our network of stations and ESPN. Team races, what's the most interesting ones out there? We've talked about at least one that we think might be not interesting because of the talent. But where's the most interesting races going to be this year?
Well, you know, obviously Class A is always interesting with Kearney because, you know, Connie's always got quality points, but then you never know where they're going to pick up those 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th places. You know, they're just a sign of a great, great track program. You know, anybody that's won every invitational meet they've been in for the last 30 years, it's pretty incredible. So, you know, Class A is always interesting. You just never know how the points are going to break up with Kearney. So, you know, that's the one that I think kind of, you know, attracts the most attention right there. All of them are kind of like that, though, because you look at some schools, you know, like Auburn, for instance, and Class B girls. You know, they have quality points with Tierra Williams, and they have a distance runner to go with her. And in a lot of cases, that's enough to get you by to the state championship. So,
Ron Powell with us here on the Lincoln of the Lincoln Journal Star on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is there a lower class, especially boy, because we talked about some of the girls, is there a non-Class A boy that really intrigues you?
Well, you know, Derek Zimmerman from Freeman went over 47 feet in the triple jump at the KU Relays, finished second to another Nebraska athlete, Caleb Cowling from Pius. So, you know, he's one that's kind of stood out a little bit in that event. That's the one. He's definitely somebody to watch. Long jump, too, because he's got the potential to maybe go 24 feet in the long jump as well. Obviously, in your area, Ryan Dahlgren from Bertrand has been very, very good in the hurdles the last few years and looks like he's the favorite again in that event.
For someone who's never been to the state track meet, is there an event or is there something that happens that if you're a first time person, what do you have to watch at the state tournament?
that's that's a hard thing because there's so much going on at the same time with all the field events, and then obviously every running event. So it can be a little bit overwhelming first time you're there. So it's always a good idea to kind of look at the track charts and then look at the program and the schedule and kind of pick your spots on, you know, who you want to pay attention to and that sort of thing.
Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal star, state track meet preview. Ron, anything else we need to talk about before we let you get back to work, buddy?
Well, let's hope we get good weather. It looks like it's going to be okay Friday and Saturday. You just never know. We haven't had a really, really bad day at the state track meet weather-wise for a number of years. We might be due for one, but hopefully the weather's going to hold and everyone's going to stay dry.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend, and thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, Ron.
Thank you.
Take care. Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal star. As he mentioned, some of the returning state track champs. We'll give you kind of a broad area. One of the kids to watch, Caden Huxell of Cambridge, defending champ of the 100, the 200, and the 400. Ryan Dahlgren of Bertrand in both hurdles in Class D. Riley Lambrecht in the triple jump in Class D. Of course, Stephen Cahoy in the pole vault from Grand Island. Nick Peterson of Kearney in the discus. You look at some of the girls' events out there. Kaylin Brannigan, as we said, the defending champion in so many different events out there, including the hurdles, which she has swept during her high school career. So best of luck, Gabby Gracia from Holdridge, who does so well in the distance events, is going to be trying to pick up more gold medals as well at the state track meet. CNA tomorrow morning gets underway at 9, and then 3 and 3:30 for field and running events coming up on B&D side of things tomorrow afternoon. But we'll have updates all weekend long right here on ESPN Radio. Well, let's keep things going. Yeah, let's just get right to it. Mike Will is standing by. He's got breaking news 2 days in a row. Michael.
I'll tell you what, this is the hotbed for sports this week, isn't it?
Just when you think it's going to be a little quiet, we just concentrate on our nice little state track meets and tennis meets and golf tournaments and things like that. We've got all kinds of things going on. What's going on?
Now, this might surprise you a little bit, a changing of the guard up at Hastings High School. Tiger boys basketball coach Scott Rosno evidently has resigned today after just 2 years on the job. And guess who's going to replace him? Former Hastings College head coach Lance Creech.
Oh.
Pending the school board's approval, that they're going to meet on Monday. They'll act on all these propositions, so everything is not going to be final until the board's approval on Monday. But Scott Rosno is out. Lance Creech is in as a head coach. The Tigers. Rosno has been the head coach for Hastings High the past couple of years. He'll stay on as the head cross country coach and also the head girls track coach up at Hastings High. Of course, Creech, he just stepped down as the head coach of the Broncos at the beginning of this recently completed season. He went into the insurance business for a few weeks, and now evidently has been lured out of his short retirement here, and he'll take the head coaching reins at Hastings High. He's also been hired as the middle school's health and wellness teacher, as well as his duties up at Hastings High as the head coach. But again, Lance Creech is in, and Scott Rosno is out as the head coach of the Hastings High boys basketball team. Another move that has come basically from left field today.
Well, we have a lot of coaching changes. Usually these coaching changes and retirements or deciding to step aside are taken care of earlier than May. Usually we're pretty much done by this time, so surprised by as many changes as we've had here recently.
This one really surprised me. This rumor has been going around maybe midway through the basketball season. I started to hear it. I personally asked Lance a couple of times during our meetings before basketball games, after basketball games, if the rumors were true. And, of course, like any coach would, he denied all those rumors. And I even asked him at the end of the basketball season if that was still a possibility of him taking over at Hastings High. At that time, Scott Rosno was still the head coach of the Tigers and had no inclination that he was going to step down, or at least nothing publicly. So all of a sudden, Scott Rosno resigns today on the eve of the track meet here, and Lance Creech evidently going to take over the reins at Hastings High, pending the school board's approval. It is on the agenda, we understand, for the meeting on Monday.
Mike, have they got a new AD yet?
They have not, and that would be another thing that's going to be working ahead. I don't know if this has anything to do with that. I don't know if Lance is interested in maybe being the AD as well. That's that certainly hasn't been brought up.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the news.
All right, just another Hot day here in the city, huh?
We'll get after it. Knock an award winner out of the park today, would you?
Okay, thanks, bud.
That's Mike Will, sports director, Hastings, at KHAS, K-H-A-S, with us on our network of stations, Voice of the Broncos. So Scott Rosno, who's had a couple coaching gigs in Hastings, stepping down as Hastings boys coach. Lance Creech stepping in as the new coach. Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Doug Duda and Damon Day. We're going to be rolling along with Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger head football coach. Eric Backich is going to join us in the last segment from Michigan baseball. We want to remind you that the Hail Sale continues at the Midway Auto Dealerships, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, where only at Midway right now on any new vehicle do you get 1.9% financing for 72 months with approved credit. And if those vehicles have a little hail damage from earlier this spring, you'll get the hail discount, the Midway discount, and the normal rebate. So this is as good a time as any to buy your new vehicle. If you want a pre-owned vehicle, great deals as well. So even though the hail may have just left a little blip here and there and doesn't bother you at all, well, you can save a lot of money right now. You can check out their inventory online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, the Hail Sale going on now at Midway, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
You're in your car, and that annoying check engine light comes on. You're tempted to call its bluff, tape over it, and wait it out. But you know there's a better way. AutoZone. They'll help you find what the problem is for free. They sell tape there, too, but you won't be needing it.
When your check engine light comes on, get to AutoZone. We'll read your trouble code for free and help you fix it right the first time. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
All right, Golic, here's the deal. You're at bat with a full count. Decision time. You need to book a hotel room instantly.
Oh, strike three.
No, not with La Quinta's instant hold feature.
Ball four?
Come on. With LQ Instant Hold, you can instantly hold a hotel room on your smartphone with just your phone number.
No credit card number?
No credit card number and no questions asked.
Well, that sounds like a walk-off home run.
Now you're talking.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you, so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance Agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau Agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies today with an isolated shower or storm. Southeast winds 10 to 20, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or storm throughout this evening. Partly cloudy, lows will be in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. All kinds of sports to talk about today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the Preakness with Gino Bucola of the TVG Network. We're going to head to the Cincinnati Inquirer with Joe Reedy. Catch us up to date on how Rex Burkhead's doing, but we got to talk a little football right now. On their way to the great state of Wyoming, the Nebraska Danger, for another meeting with the Wyoming Cavalry. And we can say that finally next week they get to come home. But the fifth road game in six, Doug Duda and Damon Day joined by the head coach, Mike Davis. Coach, are you tired of that bus yet?
I've been tired of it.
Well, let's get this out of the way. How are the nightmares going after last Friday night?
It hasn't been that bad. We just didn't finish the game. I mean, you know, the block extra point, or the block field goal, the game should have never come down to that. You know, after we went back and watched the film, and guys understood that. So we just got to make plays, and that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, for the fans, tie game. Of course, in the indoor league, you can attempt a field goal, a makeable field goal from anywhere, and it happened to just get blocked into the end zone, and the tie game ends up going to Green Bay's way. How would you say the team is playing the last couple of weeks since we last talked, Mike?
You know, I think we've had our ups and downs. We've definitely been hit by the injury bug. We're trying to get healthy. You know, that's played a little bit of a part into it, but, you know, guys just got to overcome, and the next guy's got to kind of step up and make plays. We've had a lack of that so far, but, you know, hopefully we're getting healthier now and headed to a tough Wyoming game, and get ready to come on next week.
You're heading out to Wyoming to take on the Cavalry. What is the Danger going to have to do to come home with a W?
You know, for us, it comes down to we got to win the third quarter and finish the fourth. That's what I've been telling the guys this week. And you know, we've been a second half team all year, but we haven't really finished well. We've got our slow start fixed, and now we're kind of slacking in the third quarter. So for us, we just got to take care of the football and play good defense and score some points.
Mike Davis with us for another minute here, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger. What is Wyoming's strength? So where is their football team at right now?
You know, they're kind of like that dog that's backed into a corner. They can play the spoiler role for the next four games that they got to play, and it starts with us. So we have to take care of business. And they have some good football players on that team, and they got a new quarterback that throws the ball around very well. So we got to be aware of that and you know, play fundamental football.
Mike, last question, and we'll let you get back to your day here. You mentioned injuries. Where is that affecting you the most right now?
You know, we got some offensive line guys that are being banged up, or running backs banged up. You know, we've got two receivers out with injuries, things like that. So, you know, our starting linebacker is out. So we've been hit pretty hard by it. But, you know, we have guys that are capable of stepping in and making plays. They just got to do that.
All right, buddy. We wish you the best of luck tomorrow night. Can't wait to see the Nebraska Danger back home next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
See ya. Mike Davis. With all that's going on the road. You think it was a movie? I should have asked him. Sounded like a horror movie in the background. I didn't hear a lot of laughing. Not sure.
It's amazing what movies you'll end up watching after.
Yeah, you were on the road a little bit this spring.
After riding 9,000 miles, I had to watch a movie called Pitch Perfect.
Oh, no.
And I knew nothing about it, and I'm a dumber human being for having to watch that movie. I didn't even get it.
You mentioned that you were gonna, because something happened, you were gonna start picking movies.
Yeah.
Did any of the guys say, "Hey, that was a good one, Coach"?
Loved it. The guys were tweeting about how awesome Pitch Perfect the movie was. It's about a cappella singers, and if anybody knows me, I'm not a singer. Like I don't even, you know. So, but yeah. My favorite movie of the entire year was Zero Dark Thirty. I think we watched it like three times. And we always watch all the Transformer movies. Because you can't hear very well on the bus. So you don't want to have to do anything that you got to follow. Like there can't be too big of a... That was the only bad thing about Zero Dark Thirty is there was kind of... You were trying to figure out who was which guy they were going after. But Transformers is pretty simple.
Nice. It's simple as well, folks, when you go to Bruce Furniture to buy your brand new furniture for your home, your office, your apartment, wherever it may be. Bruce Furniture has been doing it in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. It all started out in 1977, and 36 years later, they continue to compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low prices. Just as important, Bruce Furniture is still able to maintain that small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. Stop by, see them today. They're there for you. Great service, folks. Great help. And they're going to make sure what is in your home is just right for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Eric Backich, Michigan baseball coach, when we come back.
Stomach saying, feed me! We'll head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's is the best place to grab a good bite to eat, have a cold drink, hang out with your buds, and watch your favorite sports. Sounds like you're hungry right now. We'll text Ham's Offer to the number 90210, and they'll send you special food and drink discounts right to your phone, plus a buy one, get one just for signing up today. That's Ham's Offer to 90210, and get your keister over to Cunningham's Journal, located 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell parts. Oh, no. We've got the parts you need at prices that put the brakes on your spending. Speaking of brakes, right now, get a $10 Amex Rewards card free by mail when you buy a set of Wherever Gold brake pads and two Wherever rotors. Then, complete the job with brake parts from quality brands like Cardone. All the brake parts you need, the price brakes you want.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. Mail-in rebate void where prohibited.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Wright Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Wright Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pac Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy.
Sweet.
When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Wright
so
Brand delicious. Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Way back of the pack, heading into the final turn, Orb suddenly picked up speed and blew past his rivals to win the Kentucky Derby in a breathtaking finish. Now watch the amazing Orb run for the evasive middle jewel of the Triple Crown in the $1 Million Preakness Stakes Saturday at Pimlico. Simulcast for wagering at Fodder Park. Be there for the Preakness, plus racing from 20 tracks. Orb takes on the Preakness Saturday. First race from Pimlico, 9:30 a.m. Clubhouse open 1 p.m. Fodder Park, Grand Island.
Some of Nebraska's finest high school athletes compete for state titles this coming weekend. Get live updates right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Friday and Saturday, presented by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Obermiller Seamless Siding, and Brian Jensen Clothing.
Partly sunny skies today with an isolated shower or storm. Southeast winds 10 to 20, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or storm throughout this evening. Partly cloudy, lows will be in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 75.
He says all the other sports are stealing him. You know, if you're not good enough at one sport, can't make your career at one, then you end up playing tennis. Oh, hey, we're back. Hi, everybody. Doug did it the same day.
I actually enjoy tennis. I enjoy tennis. I enjoy playing tennis, but we have no American tennis players. You just brought up Andy Roddick as our. I thought we were all the way down to Michael Chang.
And boy, way to go obscure. We're going to talk before the end of the show here when we finish up our interview with Eric Backich from Michigan here in just a second. We'll give you an update from state tennis going on in Omaha and Lincoln. But first, our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Probably can't ask you what it was yesterday because then you don't want to comment. Which route should UNK go in hiring their new athletic director? That was our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday. A little surprised here. 78% said insider. Go with somebody at UNK or with strong Division II ties. Only 22% said go outside the mold here a little bit. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question for today is after...
You're right. No comment.
Yeah. After getting knocked out last night, which was just shocking, will Kevin Durant ever win an NBA title? What do you think?
No, if Russell Westbrook's injured every playoff, no.
I'm going to say this is tough because I don't think LeBron James is gone by the time Kevin Durant has passed the peak of his career.
Kevin Durant will do it because if worse comes to worse and he's getting near the end and he can't win one, he'll just go find LeBron and then they'll team up. I mean, that's the way to do it nowadays. If you can't win one on your own, then go become part of an all-star team. And, oh, yeah, now we're the greatest team ever. I can't win one in Cleveland, but I can go buy myself a title. I mean, seriously, so we should ban all NBA questions from
Oklahoma City could end up being a Utah Jazz from back in the day or an Indiana Pacers, Reggie Miller type
can't
of team.
Can't quite get
where
there's a lot of parallels between them and him and Reggie Miller, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. I think after San Antonio finally finishes up, which is in the next year or two, then I think Oklahoma City has the chance to build the team and find the parts because Kevin Durant is an awesome basketball player. Will he ever win an NBA title? Since I don't think Miami can win eight in a row, maybe Oklahoma City gets one there. That's my vote today. Our poll question, our Midtown Mark Cooler question, you can vote on it any day, every day at ESPNSuperstation.com. Nebraska opens up their final baseball series of the weekend tonight at Haymarket Park, and we'll have all the action on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. It's against Michigan, and getting his first run through the Big Ten Conference is the head coach of the Wolverines, Eric Backich. And, Coach, so proud to have you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome to Lincoln, and thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
I'm great, Doug. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Coach, on the show today, and probably not directly influenced with you, but I was going to be interested in just kind of a growing up baseball story. And for the folks that are out there, Coach is the youngest coach in the league and at the time one of the youngest coaches in the country. But we've been talking on the show today. Fred White, longtime Royals radio announcer, passed away. And in this part of the country, we grew up listening to Royals baseball. When you were growing up, was that still a big deal to listen to baseball on the radio? And if so, what was your allegiance and who were the guys that you followed?
Well, I grew up in San Jose, California, and I had allegiance to the San Francisco Giants, San Francisco 49ers. And so I grew up listening to KNBR 680 out there. And I can't remember the announcers' names, but yeah, listening to the games on the radio was always something that that took place in our household.
What's the relationship? Because I know every time a coach comes in, he's got so many things to do, and that includes working with Michigan media. What's that part of a head coaching job like? Because I'm guessing that's one of the many new things you have to take on when you are a head coach.
Yeah, it's new, and I was fortunate to have my first head coaching experience for the last 3 years at Maryland with the DC media and so forth. But yeah, it's just something that's not even on your radar as an assistant coach, and along with many other things. Like my first time I got the job, I didn't know how many dozens of balls to order or how many T-shirts, you know. And so the media, you know, that was a whole new ball game. But it's exciting because you get to talk about your players and your team and promote the program.
Eric Backich, the head baseball coach at Michigan, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What was your reaction when you knew that Maryland was going to be joining the Big Ten Conference and you were going to see him a whole bunch of times?
Well, it's exciting. It's exciting for that athletic department. They've really struggled financially in recent years, and I think that's going to be a big lift. And, you know, I'm a big fan of all the Maryland teams, and especially the baseball team, with the exception of when Michigan plays them. but I was happy for them because financially it's a huge boost for what they can do to support their programs better than how their programs are supported now.
Eric Backich with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get into Michigan baseball, Coach. So far, first season, you guys are sitting 27-24, but right there battling for a Big Ten championship this weekend in your first season. Have things kind of gone like you thought they would go, or was this team not where you thought they'd be or exceeding expectations?
I'd say it's right where we expected to be from the onset of the year. We set a goal as a team to win the Big Ten Conference Tournament Championship. That was really our only goal of the season, which to do that means you got to get there. You got to get to the conference tournament, and that's something that's eluded the program for the last few years, and it was just the necessary step that this program needed to take to get back to where Michigan baseball belongs
on top of the Big Ten standings. And so, you know, we've battled hard. We've certainly had our share of adversity, like all teams have, with injuries and different things. But this is a great group of guys. I couldn't have asked for a better group of seniors, and our coaches couldn't be more proud of this group. And the way they've battled and the enthusiasm and the energy with which they've played consistently all season.
Any new job, whether you're a coach or whether you're just a banker or a teacher, you want to start off by things going well. I can only imagine the Pepto-Bismol was being chugged down after that first weekend. 3 1-run losses, 2 in extra innings out at California. What were you feeling after that first weekend?
Well, that was tough because you certainly want to get out of the gate, and you know, it's almost validity for the players that, you know, things are different and things are turned around when you can have instant wins and instant results. And, you know, it just was a refocus to the process of the big picture of what we're doing. And, you know, we played a great Cal team who opening weekend played very well, and we played well. And, you know, we got walked off 3 times in a row, 2 of the games in extra innings. But it was just, to me, it was a hard-fought battle between 2 evenly matched teams, and we just happened to come out on the unlucky side of things 3 times in a row. But it was a good experience for our guys and really lit a fire underneath them, because after that they started playing pretty well.
And one of the cool things, you guys got to play an exhibition game with the Mets when they were in spring training and when you guys were down in Florida playing Fordham. What was that like? How does that come about? And what was the experience like?
Well, it's, you know, anytime you get to play big leaguers, to, you know, and to play against what all these guys aspire to be, certainly was a terrific experience for them. And, you know, to face a big league pitcher and Jonathan Neese right off the gate and just kind of see how the pitchers that we faced that day have a pinpoint command of not just 1 and 2, but 3 pitches and the way they set up hitters. And it's just an eye-opening experience, and to see the physicalness of their offense and to see really how simple a lot of their swings are, with no head movement and really, you know, slow actions and then an explosive swing. And so it was really good for our hitters to see and for our pitchers to see, because obviously that's the pinnacle, and what an opportunity to play them.
Well, tonight, speaking of pitching, Trent goes out there. Numbers-wise, he's not your number one starter, but talk about putting him out there for the first game tonight.
Yeah, Trent's a tough kid. He's a plus makeup kid. And, you know, numbers-wise, he may not have the best numbers, but he's going to compete as well as anybody. And, you know, the key for Trent is going to be able to pitch down in the strike zone. And he's ran into trouble when he pitches at the top of the strike zone like any pitchers do. But he's shown some flashes this year of doing a really good job of competing down in the zone and spotting his fastball in and out. And when his command is on, then he's on. And, you know, we're not going to get a better effort mentality-wise, because he's going to compete as hard as he can, and he's a tough kid.
We're talking with Michigan baseball coach Eric Bakich here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 6:35 first pitch tonight. Should be some great baseball in Lincoln this weekend. And for the fans that go to the ballpark, coach, they're going to get to see one of the best players in the conference in Michael O'Neill tonight. And he's lived up to the billing so far this year.
Yeah, and Mike's a great player. He's a good hitter, and he's made some nice adjustments lately. You know, he's swinging the bat better as of late. You know, and the key for him is swinging at the pitches that he's looking for versus the pitcher's pitches. And he's shown much better plate discipline as of late, and that's a big key for him. So, yeah, we'll certainly rely on him to drive in some runs for our offense this weekend.
Coach, most significant change in your ball club here? You're coming off that Purdue series win last weekend. Where have you seen the most improvement here in year one?
Well, just really with the energy within and the way these guys compete and the enthusiasm they bring. You know, we certainly are trying to do everything we can to give ourselves the best chance to win, starting 3 lefties in a weekend rotation, hitting a lineup with, you know, 6 lefties in it at all times, playing the short game, stealing bases, you know, doing whatever we can to scratch cross runs and give ourselves an advantage. So, you know, it's been one of those seasons where, you know, we've run some trick plays. We've just played fundamental short game baseball, and we're not really a team 3-run home run or the big inning. So we're going to do everything we can to fight, scratch, kick, and claw for one run every inning. And the guys have really bought into that and improved in that, and they've cut down their strikeouts by a huge margin from last year to this year and are drawing more walks and will take their hit by pitches. So we're certainly a group that's going to fight for every inch and every out, and that's probably the biggest improvement.
Been at Clemson, been at Vanderbilt, of course, the coach at Maryland, and now here in the Big Ten, and it is a dogfight from Michigan and Illinois all the way to the four teams right above you, percentage points. Do you attribute that to no dominant team in the Big Ten, to parity, or are six teams, that solid this year?
You know, just looking at the RPI, there's a lot of teams that are good this year, and Indiana obviously is the number one team in our league, and they're going to host a regional, which is great for them. But then you look at the other teams like Nebraska and Ohio State and Illinois and Michigan State, who all have RPIs in the top 50, and you know, so it's a credit that the league is getting better, and it's a travesty that anyone would ever call Big Ten baseball a mid-major conference, because we're associated with all these terrific institutions, these elite schools nationally. So we need to build the brand of our conference, and getting coaches like Darren Erstad and some new blood in the conference certainly helps boost the conference profile, because you see what Nebraska's doing from a scheduling standpoint. That's going to be similar to what we're going to try to do over the next few years as well, and try to recruit the very best players and play the toughest schedule possible to keep building our conference RPI and turn this into a perennial 4-5 bid postseason conference instead of a 1 or 2.
Last question, Coach, and we'll let you get back to work for tonight's game. You got to see, there's so many things we could talk about. You were big with bringing David Price to Vanderbilt, and we could make fun of Brady Hoke and the football program, but we're not going to do that. I do want to know that sometimes when you taste success so early in your career, you think it's going to happen. Dan Marino comes to mind, makes the Super Bowl, never gets back. Right out of college, basically, you're on the Clemson staff that makes it to the College World Series, which obviously is everybody's goal. How has that played a part in the way you have coached to try to get your teams back there?
Well, I'm very fortunate to be at the right place at the right time. I mean, that was an unbelievable coaching staff, to be on Jack Leggett's staff with Kim Corbin as the recruiting coordinator and Kevin O'Sullivan, now the head coach of Florida, as the pitching coach, and myself, the low man on the totem pole. And, really, it's just believing in a system. And, I'm very proud of that coaching tree that I'm from, and just going to continue to execute the process of getting better every day and the fundamentals of that coaching system that I'm a part of. And the results will come. The success is going to happen. And, ultimately it's everybody's goal to get to the College World Series, but that's just a byproduct of executing the system every day. And that's what we're going to do at Michigan.
That is Eric Backich, head baseball coach, first year at Michigan, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks so much for the time. It was great getting to know a little bit about you, and we're looking forward to some great baseball over the next 3 days.
Doug, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Eric Backich joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, and you can hear tonight's game on 1230 AM KHAS. 6:35 is the first pitch. It has been a full show, Damon Day. So much to talk about on the program today. State tennis, track gets going tomorrow, and of course, the passing of Fred White. Fred also had the call of the pine tar incident.
UL Washington at first represents the tying run with two out. The stretch by Gossage, the pitch. There's a drive to deep right field. Back goes Kemp at the wall. Home run! George Brett has done it again, and the Royals have a 5-4 lead in the ninth. Deja vu. The Yankees have picked up George Brett's bat, and they're going to claim that Brett's bat is illegal. Billy Martin is out of the dugout.
It's so great. It's just so great. Fred White, of course, then they go through the entire rigmarole of what's going on, and then here's what Fred has to say when the incident occurs.
And they are now measuring the pine tar with home plate. They're using home plate as a measuring stick to measure the pine tar on the bat. Now they're called George Brett out, and here comes an argument. Here comes an argument. George Brett at the plate. Oh, and he is furious. He's trying to get to an umpire. George Brett may have already been suspended. Dick Houser out arguing. George Brett came charging out of the dugout. The Royals have lost the home run in the ballgame. And George Brett is furious at the plate umpire, Tim McClellan. This game is over, and the Royals have lost it.
Oh, of course, the Major League Baseball overturned the decision, and the Royals ended up winning that baseball game when they replayed the last four outs, which was a moment. A 30-for-30 could be made on that ball game, and Fred White passing away at 76. Let's take a look at some state tennis results. Really, they're just into the second-round matches. At number one singles, Haley Limbaugh of Kearney was defeated in three sets, and Grand Island's Riley Manah picks up the win in straight sets. That is at the number one singles. In the number two singles at the Class A State Tennis Tournament, both Kearney and Grand Island were seeded. And for Kearney, the number four, excuse me, that's doubles. Let's go to the number two singles here as we try to pick up the results. Paige from Kearney gets the win. The freshman picks up the win. Bacora picks up the win there for Kearney in the number two singles. So she moves on into the second round where she will be taking on the seventh seed from Omaha Central. So Kearney, a winner there, and Grand Island, they win at the number two singles with Taylor Kinney advancing on. Let's move on now to the doubles action. Class A number one doubles. This is where both Kearney and Grand Island were seeded in their matchups today. And for Kearney High, they received a first round bye, so they're moving on to the quarterfinals. And for Grand Island, the number 10 seed here has moved on with a Scarborough and Richardson into the second round. Going to the number two doubles in Class B at this time, Kearney was seeded. Grand Island was not. Kearney in the number 10 slot, and they pick up the win. Koski and Crocker win at 6-2, 6-love. Grand Island, Watson, and Perkins, they were defeated in the first round in Class A. Let's take a look at what's going on with the Class B race before we leave you here. We'll go to the number one singles, where Grand Island Central Catholic and Holdridge were the seeded tennis players. And Central Catholic wins it. Gehring, a winner in straight sets. Let's take a look at some of St. Cecilia. And Consbrook is defeated in her first match this morning. Also in Class B, Stratum of Holdridge is a winner in the straight sets at the number one singles. Also in the number one singles, Lexington is defeated in the opening round. Adams Central and Shuck is defeated in the first round. Kearney Catholic's Allison DeMoss is knocked out in the first round as well. And for Hastings, Josie Propp is a winner, 6-4 and 6-4. In the Class B number two singles, a whole lot of folks from the area, of course, are in the state tournament here. And Hastings making the move here with Bailey Christie. She is a winner in straight sets. Also, Spear of Lexington is defeated in the first round. You had Holdridge against Hastings St. Cecilia, Almond against Schwenka, and Holdridge gets the win at number two singles here this morning at the State High School Tennis Tournament. Kearney Catholic's Brooke Muse, a winner in straight sets, 6-love and 6-1. Grand Island Central Catholic's Emma Riley, a winner, 6-love and 6-love. And Megan Peter of Adams Central is defeated in the first round in the Class B number two singles. Class B number one doubles going on. And again, that is in Lincoln. Let's take a look at the results in the first round here. We have got Hastings advancing on 6-1 and 6-3 with McConaughey and Landell. They are going to advance on. Lexington Falls in the number one doubles to Norris. Also, Grand Island Central Catholic, they advance on with Golka and Reike in the straight sets. Adams Central was on the wrong end of that one, so they lose in the number one doubles. Also in the state tennis tournament, Holdridge advance on in number one doubles, and Hastings St. Cecilia falls to Kearney Catholic in straight sets. Messbarger undefeated. Finally, the number two doubles at the state high school tennis tournament. Kearney had the number one seed with Shayla Connor and Morgan Studi of Kearney Catholic, and those matches are still going on at this hour. So that's what we've got for you at the State High School Tennis Tournament. We'll have more coming your way later this afternoon. But for right now, that's going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks, Damon, for coming in and taking care of all the interviews that we had today, including Eric Backage, head baseball coach at Michigan, the voice of the Huskers, Greg Sharp. He joined us not just to talk about the Huskers, but dealing with and growing up and working with and working in the same places as Fred White, who passed away yesterday. Also want to thank Ron Powell, the Lincoln Journal star, for previewing the state track meet, and Nebraska Danger head football coach Mike Davis. Tomorrow, Joe Reedy, Cincinnati Inquirer, gives us the latest on how Rex Burkhead's doing with the Bengals, and we'll also preview the Preakness Stakes with Gino Bucola of the TVG Network. Jim Langan will be in as my co-host, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.